What if it goes better than expected? What if it actually works out so much better? And a lot of times we don't let ourselves go there because we think that we're being productive with our anxious thoughts. We think that we are preparing ourselves, and it can feel like, oh, well, if I assume things will work out, then I'm going to be disappointed when they don't. So I'd rather think negatively about it and then be pleasantly surprised. And I get that thinking, but what it often actually does for you is makes you miserable and upset until you actually know how the outcome will be. Welcome to the Sensitive and Soulful Show. If you're the type of person who's often heard that you're too sensitive, you're too emotional, you're just too much, this is your place. Hi, my name is Alyssa Boyer, and I'm a mentor for highly sensitive people. My mission in life is to help other highly sensitive souls learn how to embrace their sensitivity as a gift. Each week, I will share tools, tips, and stories for you to learn how to lean into your sensitivity and learn how to work with it instead of fighting against it. I believe the world is a better place when more sensitive, deep-feeling people feel comfortable and confident in their skin. And I can't wait to show you how. So, get comfy and let's dive in. Today, I am dropping in for you a mindset shift that has been so supportive for me, so supportive for my clients when you feel anxious. This is something that I have personally been practicing again recently for myself as I prepare to give birth to my second daughter. Some behind the scenes on this and how I've been feeling. So when my transition to motherhood was challenging, I found becoming a mom really, really, really hard, much harder than I expected. I know everyone's journey is different. I feel like some women more seamlessly transition to motherhood, although I know it's very normal to struggle and to have, you know, just this kind of rebirth experience, right? Like that's normal. I don't know. I thought it would be more natural for me than it was. And that's okay. It is what it is. That was meant to be my experience. And so when my first daughter was born, she did not sleep well for like the first 14 months of her life. And I'm highly sensitive, obviously, and I'm somebody who's always thrived off of having a lot of sleep and downtime and time to myself. And so this was like a major shock to my system to now have this baby who was like very attached to me naturally, who was up at all hours of the night. Like, oh my goodness, it was such a shock to my system. And so there was a part of postpartum that was honestly in some ways like traumatic to me, where it felt like just super overwhelming and super, super hard. Now, my daughter is 2 years and like 8 months almost. And it's a completely different experience. You know, she's so much more independent. Like she sleeps through the night almost always. And there's a lot of parts of it that are easier, you know, and things that are harder in different ways, right? But I have so much awareness now as to how those early days are just a blip on the radar and that it ends and, you know, everything is a season. But as I prepare to have another baby, I notice this anxiety cropping up in me again, where I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm scared to be really sleep deprived again. I'm scared to lose a lot of my independence again. I'm scared of how birth will go, which it's so interesting because when I was preparing to give birth to Blaine, my first daughter, I didn't even feel that nervous about it. And I think it's because I didn't know what was in store for me. And I didn't have a traumatic birth or anything like that. It was like 9 hours total, like not too bad. But now I know that how painful it is. And so there's this part of me that's like, oh my gosh, like I'm nervous, right? And so it's all normal. It's all normal. But something I've been playing around with again is my own mindset shift of what if it goes better than expected? And so something I've been reminding myself of and looking for evidence of is things like oftentimes in our minds we'll build things up to be like, oh, it's going to look like this. This is going to be the experience and It's going to be so bad, and I'm so scared. It's going to be so hard. And then a lot of times it actually can go better than expected. So recently, we moved Blaine from a crib to a big girl bed. And I was like kind of dreading this whole transition. In my mind, I was like, oh my gosh, she's going to like try to escape her room. She's going to sleep terribly. She's going to be up at like 4 or 5 in the morning. And I'm going to be in there every night. It's going to be so hard. Like that was where my mind went. And so I honestly like mentally prepared myself for it to be really, really hard and really just like, yeah, like a really challenging experience. I was so mentally prepared for that. And oh my gosh, it went so smooth. Like she's obsessed with her bed. She sleeps really well, actually sleeps better than she did in her crib. And it's been so smooth. I'm like in shock about it. Actually, it's been amazing. And I'm like, oh, there is evidence right there that sometimes the thing that you are so worried about can actually go better than expected. And you can lose so much of your life and like inner peace. You can lose so much of that to ruminating and worrying and feeling anxious and assuming the worst. And you make yourself feel horrible before the thing has actually happened. And so as I was reflecting on, you know, my nerves around becoming a mom of two, I was like, wait a second. Like, I also have so much evidence that sometimes things work out so much better than expected. And who knows how this second baby could be, right? Like, it could be completely, well, it will be a different experience no matter what, because she's going to be a different person. So who knows what it'll be like. And regardless, I've been through this before. I know how to handle it, and I will be fine either way. And so this is a question to ask yourself. A nice mindset shift when you notice yourself getting hooked into anxiety is, what if it goes better than expected? What if it actually works out so much better? And a lot of times we don't let ourselves go there because we think that we're being productive with our anxious thoughts. We think that we are preparing ourselves, and it can feel like, oh, well, if I assume things will work out, then I'm going to be disappointed when they don't. So I'd rather think negatively about it and then be pleasantly surprised. And I get that thinking, but what it often actually does for you is makes you miserable and upset until you actually know how the outcome will be. And so you make yourself suffer, you make yourself feel anxious, and you take yourself away from what's good in the present moment because you're so stuck in thinking about what bad things could happen and what you need to prepare for. And then it ends up turning out fine, but then you wasted like months or weeks or whatever of your life worrying about it. And so just giving your mind the opportunity to think, wait, what if it goes better than expected? What if it actually all works out? What if I'm actually pleasantly surprised? Beautiful way to open your mind to the possibilities of how it could actually look. One of my clients recently was playing around with this mindset shift, and she had something happen where she had to go to the doctor, and her default was to go to worst case scenario. Oh my gosh, it's going to be this bad thing. I'm going to have to like be there. The doctors are not going to believe me. I'm going to have to like advocate for myself. I'm already so exhausted. I don't want to have to advocate for myself, all the things. And then she stopped herself. Beautiful, by the way, like beautiful way to just show like, no, I don't need to believe every thought. And she asked herself, what if this goes better than expected? What if the doctor is actually so understanding? What if I actually don't have to wait that long in the office and they're able to see me right away and they're kind, and this thing that I'm worried about is actually no big deal? It's like, what if that actually was the case? And so she was just playing around with it. She just went into the scenario with that mindset. And wouldn't you have it? That's exactly what happened. She waited for like 5 or 10 minutes. She sat in the waiting room. She saw the doctor. The doctor was so warm and caring. The issue she was worried about was not a big deal, easily treatable. And she was in and out of there. And she was like, wow. Like, she's like, in the past, I would have made myself sick with anxiety thinking, oh my gosh, what if this happens? What if this happens? What if this happens? And made herself suffer. And she probably would have then gone into the appointment with so much more anxiety with, you know, bad energy, bad vibes, and who knows how it would have actually ended up, right? I believe that our energy and our mindset around things is super powerful and can actually impact the outcome that we experience. And so she shared this with me and we were like, wow, it's really cool to see this in action and just see how it can actually support you when you just play around with this idea. And so I'd invite you to just play with this as well. What if it goes better than expected? What if it actually all works out? What if things are easier than you thought they were going to be? What if? Who knows? We spend so much time in the, well, what if it all falls apart? What if something bad happens? What if, what if, what if? Yeah, what if? Then we would handle it. What if it goes beautifully? What if you love it more than you thought you would? What if this thing that you're so stressed about actually ends up being one of the best things that have ever happened to you? What if? And I know there are people listening and you're like, yeah, but what if I think, like, assume it's going to go well and then it goes really bad? Okay, well, then you spent that time assuming it would go well. And yeah, you're going to be disappointed in that moment, but you'll still be able to handle it. And at least you enjoyed the time up until that happened. And to me, we are always given the circumstances we need, not the circumstances that we want. So if you are worrying about something, and then you shift into what if it goes better than expected, and then there are challenges with this thing that you were worried about, what if you could still see the lessons in this challenge? What if you could look at it as, ooh, I've grown from this. I've learned something from this. I have gleaned something from this that my soul needed to learn, that I needed to learn, and I'm stronger for it. And yeah, it was really hard, but I'm here. I survived it. That's okay, right? And you didn't make yourself suffer on the way to that experience. I think about this and how I could have approached that with the birth of my first daughter, right? Like I shared, transitioning to motherhood was harder than I expected. Oh my goodness, it was so hard for me. So it ended up being something where I wasn't prepared for how challenging it would be for me. Yet here I am on the other side of it. Even if I had been ruminating and anxious about it, the experience was going to be what it was going to be. I had to have those sleepless nights. I had to have that baby who was super attached and super, you know, like very strong-willed and persistent and emotional. I've had to have that experience because it strengthened things in me that I wouldn't have strengthened otherwise. It's awakened things in me that would not have been awakened otherwise. So regardless, the way that it turned out was actually perfect. The way that it turned out was I was given exactly what I needed to evolve into the woman that I am now. So regardless, it would do me no good to worry about it because it's all going to happen the way that it's meant to happen. And if it turns out better than expected, amazing. And if it ends up being challenging, more challenging than I expected, amazing, because I'm going to learn and grow from that. And so with everything, the way I look at it is situations are neutral and we apply meaning to them. And so how are you speaking to yourself? What are you thinking about when it comes to, you know, an upcoming transition in your life? How are you speaking to yourself? What are you manifesting to be your reality? It's so powerful just to play around with that idea of what if it goes better than expected, holding it lightly, because you never know. And the time's going to pass anyway. So we might as well try to enjoy that time a little bit more rather than make ourselves miserable and stressed before we even know what has happened. So let me know if you try this mindset shift. Let me know how it supports you. I know it's like these simple tricks sometimes that can feel like, will that actually help? But between myself and my clients, I always hear such amazing stories of how much this mindset shift supports them. So give it a shot. Let me know how it helped. Thank you so much for joining me. If you like this podcast, please be sure to rate, subscribe, and share it with a friend who might need it. And I can't wait to chat with you next time. Sending you all the love. Talk soon.